Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Song of the Day from 1994, Come Out and Play by The Offspring. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
You smashed one today. I mean, you hit it off. I got over the fence. You hit a home run. Good job. It's not the best Offspring song, but it's one of their better, obviously. And Offspring, wow, what an underrated band. Woof. Can I say underrated on them?
You do love those guys, yeah.
Always, yeah.
They are underrated.
Don't hear them
you
come
don't
up.
Talk, people don't talk about The Offspring, and they're very good.
And that's a great song. It's not a good song. It's a great song. And they have a very distinct style and sound. And they do have a line of hits. If I'm going to rank, I mean, I like The Kids Aren't All Right.
Yep.
You know that. Yeah. The Kids Aren't All Right. It was 1998. They're a rare example of a really good 90s band. Why Don't You Get a Job?
The playoff of Obla Dee Obla Da, yeah. The same sound as the Beatles.
Playoff of Obla Dee Obla Da.
And it's wonderful.
It's funny.
It is hilarious.
Come Out and Play. Mm-hmm. You hit that. Original Prankster.
Gone Away, right? Is that one?
Gone Away.
It's a good one.
Yeah, and Gotta Get Away is good. I give that a 9.333367. 9.333367.
I knew you loved The Offspring, and so I played that today.
Good job.
So,
thank you.
We got to guess Josh's.
Josh.
Now, there's bass in that song.
Is there?
I think there's bass in that song. Sound like bass. Yeah. Josh was jamming.
He liked it.
Josh has to be in the eights, so 8.2.
Yeah, I'm going slightly over. I'm going to go 8.8.
8.6. All right, we nailed that.
Good job. Yeah, you could tell Josh liked it.
He was jamming.
And if you know Josh, his personality, I'm not surprised he liked it. That's a Josh song.
Before I get to the mailbag, some ratings here on the text line, 464-5685, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers text line, by the way. Notorious B.I.B. 7.5. We've got John in Southeast Lincoln. Great song, 8.8. 8.7 from Giltner. Dino, 6.1. Mike and Dalton, a 2.
A 2.
It's pretty low. 8.84 takes me back to my college years. That's unnamed texter. Burn in Columbus.
You did.
8.5.
Bill, are you listening? How did he do?
Yeah, I mean, that was okay. Jennifer, 4. Hubby, 5.
Ooh, low scores from the household.
Not big fans of that one.
No, and you know what? I think they're a little more soulful.
Yeah, they like the older stuff.
And they're adults.
They are.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be an adult.
That's overrated,
A breaker just waved, by the way.
Really?
A breaker just waved.
I should have waved back. I was busy. I'm sorry, yeah. Breaker. If that was you, I apologize. Yeah. Text your name.
She was looking in here. And I think she was waiting for a response. And when she drove off, she waved.
Whoever that was, please text and we'll acknowledge you on the text line. Yes. My bad. John in Des Moines says, we haven't seen John for a while, by the way. Hello, John.
John. Okay, now wait a second.
John's last text was February 19th via the text line, it says.
February 19th?
That's over a month ago. John, where have you been?
John in Des Moines is with us.
John, you're always welcome to chime in. We like your calls and texts.
John is an original gangster with us.
Absolutely.
What'd he give it?
8.5. Great, he liked it. Great tune, great band. 8.5.
John's got John. You know, John always has had good taste.
Big fan of John.
Yeah.
8.5 from the Bandit. A 1 from Pops in Minnesota. Just a 1. Sanderson 7.8. Wink in Kansas. Is this Wink Martindale? 7.6. 7.5. Mr. Sparky. Sean in Omaha. 2.5. Most annoying voice ever.
Wow,
there's a breaker.
Waving.
Yeah,
I don't
more,
know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, more wavy. Is that the same person?
No, it's not. Okay. I don't
Didn't
know.
Go around
that
the block
is.
At all?
No.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to the breaker. Yeah,
good morning to the breaker.
Right. Wow. Waving to us. All right. Yeah, please wave when you come by.
Yeah.
We want to see you guys
on O Street. We're on 11th and O.
That's right. 1040 O Street, 11th and O. Correct.
Yeah. Keep reading.
10 from Culligan J. We got a 9, who says "Self Esteem" is their favorite song by The Offspring.
It's a great one.
8.7 from Twizzlers. And all right. Someone says, "I wave every morning." That texter. That was Dylan.
Dylan. Okay.
Dylan. So, all right. That's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Again, your Song of the Day was "Come Out and Play" by The Offspring.
Will Rick be with us tomorrow?
Yes, he will.
Okay. So we'll look forward to a 70 song.
Yes. And before we get to the mailbag, a quick legal ID. Here we go.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Without further ado, it is time for the mailbag. Here we go. As you know, Sip, the mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Double Eagle Golf, West O Street, Kinetic Sports Complex. Wonderful spot. And I want to remind you something about that, because they have buy one, get one golf on Tuesdays. Okay, that was yesterday. So next week, on Tuesday, buy one, get one hour at Double Eagle Golf. Also, remember, we're going to be out there for the Masters Thursday, Friday. That's 11th and 12th of April with food from Augusta. Tee times open at 6 a.m. Why don't you come out and start the Masters off with us at Double Eagle Golf? Oh, hang on. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to be out there 2 days?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
We're going out there 2 days.
Like last year, Thursday and Friday.
Oh, that's crazy time.
It is fun. Yeah, that was fun. It was packed last year in there.
It was. Now, you know, today, today would be a great day to go into Double Eagle
Golf. A little chilly out today.
A little chilly.
When it's cold outside, you can still golf. It's always 72 and sunny at Double Eagle Golf. Book your tee time at DoubleEagle.golf.
I've called it the ultimate man cave because of the bays, because it's like a, you know, it's like kind of like a bar, but we can play golf in it. If you want to step out of the stress of your world,
wow.
If you want to step into a little haven with your golf clubs, with your friends.
Haven and heaven.
Yeah. With your friends, step into Double Eagle Golf. Get you out of your world for a little bit, hit some balls. I bet you'll feel a lot better walking out of there. I would say it is therapeutic.
I couldn't have said it better myself. But DoubleEagle.golf for your tee time. To the mailbag, here is the first question from Kelly. Kelly says this: "Good morning. The scene before the game in Memphis last week looked amazing. It reminded me of all the Husker fans who traveled over to Ireland for the football game a couple years ago.
Yep.
You have to feel bad for some Husker fans who invest a lot of time and money into these events to be disappointed. Sip and Jake, you were at both of these. Which one would you describe as a more angry and depressed scene after the game? Memphis versus Ireland?"
I mean, that is an incredibly good question.
Thank you, Kelly. Well
and
done.
If only because it points up the ungodly passion of these fans. Because it was a big throng in Ireland. And we went there. And then we went to Memphis. I'd say the profound sadness hit me harder from the fans.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M. noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
In Memphis.
I would agree with that.
Would you?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Ireland is still a trip. You know, you're seeing a foreign country. There's things to do in Ireland. Now, it was depressing after the game. Absolutely, it was. But
it
people,
was.
A lot of people still were there the next week.
That was the opener, though. It was the it was the season opener, and still you could still have hope. There was hopefulness.
Yeah, that was the first game of the year.
It was the first game of the year. There was still some hope. You know, you had reasons for hope. Long season ahead. This was a thud.
Tominaga's last game, he's done.
This was
Alex's last game.
Yeah, Memphis was a thud. I was struck by, I mean, I don't like to talk about it because it's kind of hard for Nebraska fans to hear this stuff, but the euphoria that was so evident on Beale Street and then in the arena before the game, juxtaposed against and then you saw the Nebraska fans who were kind of held over. There were some people that stayed around, really just kept to themselves. They're quiet. And then I told you, I shared that vignette about the kid. He was probably close to 30 years old.
25-year-old.
Just rushed up to me in the breakfast line at Spring Hill Suites the next morning.
And you were ambushed.
Just couldn't contain himself. He said, "Sip, what happened? Is it going to be okay? The stage was set. What happened?" Just a stream of consciousness, and you could see the pain. I mean, the pain was evident.
Yeah, the answer is Memphis is more devastating, tougher because number one, Ireland is a cool country to visit. There's things to do.
It was the opener.
And as Heavy points out, not to mention you got free beer at the game also.
Not to mention.
I had several free beers up there.
God, Ireland wasn't. I mean, we were very blessed. We were blessed.
I saw Sip at halftime of that game.
It was an extraordinary trip. The loss was hard. I mean, now from a journalist perspective, it was interesting. The game was
I mean, it was a good game.
Yeah.
Wild decisions in that game, wild plays, but that's what happened. Mailbag, back to Michael, says this. Last week, we spent some time at the Volcanoes National Park in Hawaii for my daughter's spring break.
Volcanoes.
Currently, there are 6 active volcanoes and 2 dormant volcanoes. They have not erupted in a long time, but are expected to erupt again in the future. For this upcoming football season, tying this all together, what 2 players would you consider as the Huskers' dormant volcanoes?
Ooh, dormant volcanoes.
Those who have not erupted but could anytime. Been quiet so far, but could erupt this season.
I'm going to say Fedoni on offense.
Oh, that's a great one. Great one.
Thomas Fedoni. I mean, you saw him in the dunk contest at the Minnesota game, maybe?
Yes. Halftime. Yep,
Halftime, and he comes out with no braces on his knees, does a couple thunderous dunks, and I think that was Thomas Fedoni's. Basically, his way of saying I'm ready. I'm fine. There's no. I've put all of that behind me. Look at me. Look at me in front of 15,000 people, taking off from near the foul line and hammering one. But Fedoni had 25 catches last year, which was good. But I mean, you know what? When I think of guys who could be all Big Ten type players, Fedoni comes to mind.
Is there another guy? I mean, that to me is the obvious one. Was there somebody else in there that could stick out?
Oh, guys that could go off like a volcano. How about Cam Linhart?
Someone's been quiet. He
was quiet a little last year because of injury.
Yes,
but he seems like the type of guy that explode. And another guy in that same realm is Princewell,
Uman Mielen.
Yeah, those guys are really talented guys. And what you hope is that you start to see all Big Ten players in the making. Like those guys are really talented. I mean,
Uman Mielen.
He was striking me. He didn't put up great numbers last year, but he was striking to me because you can see his explosiveness off the ball. It's evident. You know, he moves a little different than most guys. So, and same with Linhart. A guy that Go back to offensive. Gabe Irvin could be that guy where you say, wait a second, he just got 1,000 yards.
But I think that Dowdell's a starter, right?
Maybe.
That's why I'm leaning Dowdell.
Well, you can't hand it to him.
I know that. I'm expecting him to start the season.
I don't know. We'll see on that. It's good we're talking about it. I hope we're having a spirited discussion in August about which guy's going to start.
In it because they're both good.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're both impressing in fall ball.
Yeah.
I think then the obvious answer is Thomas Madoni, somebody that you've been waiting to explode. He's been dormant. He did play last year. Had some
25 catches, four touchdowns. Yep.
So there was signs of life, but can you put it all together? And right. can you get six touchdowns? Can you have more catches, more yards?
Yeah. You have 10 touchdowns. It's conceivable.
Like, I'm not going to say Jamal Banks that he's not been here. He could be a volcano, but he's not dormant, though. He's already played.
He's already exploded.
Somebody who has been here that has not exploded
yet. How about Malachi Coleman? That'd be a really welcome development.
Yeah.
Be a welcome development. All right, keep going.
That's all I got for you.
All right. Those are good questions.
Thank you to Kelly and Michael. Those are great questions in the mailbag today. Sponsored by our friends at Double Eagle Golf, the ultimate man cave per yourself. Great place to go. DoubleEagle.golf. You said that. DoubleEagle.golf.
I did say
book it today in the Kinetic Sports Complex on West O Street. And we'll be out there for the Masters. Get your tee times now. We'll be open at 6 a.m. for that. And there'll be food from Augusta National also at that event, April 11th and 12th. Top of the hour next. Let's get to Troy Dannon's thought on the stadium project. He discussed it. We'll play some audio and discuss it ourselves next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.